This is Passport to Texas. Ditch the will I or won't I get in guessing game that often comes with visiting Texas' most popular state parks. Now parkgoers can save the day. Thomas Wilhelm is the marketing and branding manager for Texas State Parks.
So what we're calling Save the Day is essentially paying your entrance fees in advance. And by doing so, you're guaranteeing access to a park. We have some parks that are super popular and that they fill up and we have to turn people away because of the limitation on the number of people allowed in a park. So with the Save the Day pass, you essentially pick a time slot that you're going to arrive at the park, prepay your entrance, and you're guaranteed access to the park. So you don't have to worry about showing up and being turned away because the park is full.
Well, you know, you might get there, but you might be behind a line of cars. Will there be another entrance for these people who have their pass?
We'll have to work through those. Depending on the site, you know, we may be able to create dual entrance lines. There will be a learning curve for both our employees and our customers, but I think in the long term, it'll really speed up the process, not just for guaranteeing your access, but getting you into the park faster and onto the fun.
Make your reservations on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Tomorrow, buying and managing your Texas State Parks Pass online. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.